Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program tonight. And what I'm about to tell you is not a mad and certainly not a glad, but last Friday was the hardest day of my life when I had to come to the aid of my guide dog because she was suffering and hurting, and I had to make one of the hardest decisions that I ever made to stop her pain. I want to thank the Akita Rescue for all their help, for standing by me, for trying to save her. You know, and the word was that the advice of Joanne Diamond was that she is too old to be put under anesthesia. So we decided not to do that. They found a mass on her liver. And they wanted to do a biopsy, but come to realize that she was too old to be put under anesthesia. And therefore, we had to put her to sleep. With euthanasia. And it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. I want to thank my friend John, one of our volunteers, for being there with me and for caring for her, helping to get her things when she was alive, my guide dog, Charabelle. One of the sweetest dogs we ever wanted to know in the world. and it's really amazing and ironic how you don't realize when you lose your best friend, when you have your best friend, and then you lose your best friend, you don't realize how many things are affected by that and how many different events and everything else that you attach to that until that person or animal is gone. And then you realize that when you're going about your daily life and all of a sudden you're stopped dead in your tracks by tears bursting out, for me, anyway, you just can't control that. You have to just let it go. So, what does a guide dog mean to a blind person? Well, There's only one way I can put it. What do your eyes mean to you? You know? That's the way, that's the same thing that a guide dog means to many, many people. Not all people, because a lot of people don't think that way, but I do. Everybody has a different idea, but for many of us, that's what it is. I want to thank, once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for sponsoring her, for loving her, for caring about her. I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue, that's Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, for feeding her all these years, almost 10 years, for caring for her and paying for all the veterinarian costs, the sonogram and everything that they did, and for donating her to me for my safety, for sticking by me and for caring. And I believe, and I've said this many a times, it's worth repeating, places like the Akita Rescue are setting the example the way that these agencies should be. You know. So I'm grateful to Joanne Diamond and all of her family and everybody who works for the kennel and all the Akitas, of course. Their number is 609-388-7004, and if you'd like to make a donation to the Big East Akita Rescue, that would be greatly appreciated. You can put it, if you want, in honor of Charabel, my guide dog. You can just say Bell and make a donation to them. They're great, great people. They're doing a great thing in rescuing, saving the Akita. And even above and beyond in helping me to train a guide dog. And you know, the stupidity of these organizations, the uncaring attitude has to be changed. You know, they say an Akita can't be a guide dog. Well, that's a lie. It's not true. Akita guide dog for over 30 years, and I'm still alive. I'm still here, you know. And the only time I've gotten in trouble with an Akita guide dog is when I didn't follow them and I didn't pay attention. The only time I've ever gotten hurt, and even then, I didn't get hurt onto, you know, where it made me severely disabled or took my life. I'm still here. There's something very spiritual about the Akita that protects a person's life. You know, you're familiar with that movie, I don't know the name of it, but I think Richard Gere appeared in the movie where the loyal Akita kept going to the train station waiting for his master to come home, showing the loyalty of the great, great Akita. And the Akita with the strength, very powerful dog, and yet many of them are so gentle, perceptive. So I never will forget any of my Akitas. And of course, especially now, Charabelle. On Wednesday, I'm planning to do a show dedicated to her and honor her, the honor that she deserved. I called the local newspapers today and told them that she had passed. They did a story on her, on how I trained her on my own in honor of Guide Dog Month. I think it was last October. So I wanted them to know that she had passed. And I'll be honoring her on Wednesday. I think I have some video on my phone that maybe we can use. And it was very, very difficult to make that decision, you know, but Charabelle was telling me and coming over to me, and the other day she couldn't lie down. She stood on her mighty paws for about 12 hours, standing up. I felt so bad for her. And then when we finally got her to lie down, the next morning, she couldn't get up. So the poor thing was caught. You know, we had to get her out the door. And I put the harness on her, and she struggled out the door. And I knew I'd had some doubts as to whether am I doing the right thing, you know, putting her to sleep. But when she couldn't get out the door, I then realized that it was the right thing, and then the hard decision that I've had to make for my dear, dear loved one who for almost 10 years came between me and life and death every day. And all the guide work and all the object that was that she got me around and cleared me on and kept me safe. And I then realized that this mass on her liver, you know, which comes from what, pollution, polluted water and whatever, you know, how people are ruining the earth with all this crap, you know. All this money-making crap. I realized that she must have worked many, many, many years, because it usually takes a long time for this stuff to develop. Many, many years in being uncomfortable, and yet she still guided me and was happy and playful. And I took care of her and gave her organic food and gave her, she developed arthritis in her paws. And I took her to the vet for that. And they gave her some medicine. This stuff was horrible. It made her vomit all over the place. So I got rid of that medicine, and I got her the joint rescue, and she did very well on that. She did didn't have any trouble emptying out when she had to relieve herself. You know, with the legs having to move a certain way and all that. So, my girl struggled for me. She suffered for me. And she finally kept coming near me. And I could tell. She said to me, "Well, you got to help me." And I realized that she helped me for all those years. And now it was my time to help her. And that, in its own way, was a glad that I could help her as she helped me. All right, if you want to call in, I got the other line operating, 631-487-2038, the special line, 631 area code, and we'll try to get you on the air. Somebody called in before, but I missed the call. Call back if you're listening. 631-487-2038. Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. I want to wish Mr. Kennedy a speedy recovery. I heard today that he developed pneumonia again. He has a real habit of getting pneumonia. When I talk to him, I'm going to tell him, you need to go to a different doctor because the doctor you're going to is not protecting you from getting this pneumonia. Anyway, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their help. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call Nobody Star on Long Island, 631-484-3085, 484-3085. 631, Nobody Starved on Long Island. You can get free food for your animal. Just tell Gary what you need. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Once again, our engineer has deserted us. So we're here. As long as God gives me the strength, I'll always be here. Okay. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Thursday, I believe, is the anniversary of Corey's death. We'll be saluting Corey Foster on Thursday, April 18th. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank you for watching out for the children. Around the world, Inner Sight, Matter Glad, number one show in the world on the disabled. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help and for being there. And we're planning to do the first nursing home news conference to proposed a solution to these nursing homes and turn them into something good. We don't need nursing homes, but we certainly need accessible housing. And that's the plan. That's the idea that InnerSight puts forth. Turn every nursing home accessible housing and help people to have a place to live. 820 New York, InnerSight Live. All right. I want to say hello to Lashiba, a woman in Rhode Island who contacted us, and we did a little bit. She just got out of the hospital, and we're happy to say that the last report, she's doing well. And you'll get more on that if we get her to call in on the show. I want to thank all our friends and I also want to thank Senator Wyke for having her office call me today to offer to help. She heard about my guide dog. It's nice to know that politicians care. Not too many of them do. So thank you, Senator Wyke, for the call, and I'll be letting you guys know what you could do to really help. Now that I've thought about it some more. All right, InnerSight. The InnerSight hotline is 631-224-3090. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, like we did a year ago in May, you don't need any money to do it. It's about awareness, and it's about licensing and regulating the service dog schools to make things safer. And let me just give you one of the ideas, one of the regulations that we would like to be put in as a law, is a two-person training situation on a dog. In other words, Milton was killed because the trainer left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave. Now, if there were two people responsible for him, you know, the other person would have said, well, where's Milton? What'd you do with Milton? How come he's not with you? You know, two heads are better than one. And I ran this by our friends at Suffolk Bus Corp, and they said it's a great idea. So we've got their support on regulating and licensing these schools. One of the biggest bus companies in this country that supports InnerSight is in favor of these schools being licensed. We have almost 80,000 names on the petition to license these schools. And they've got to wake up. These schools have got to wake up, do something to honor Milton and to protect from anything like this ever happening again. It's got to be a law, not just somebody, you know, casually doing it. That's not good enough. And that doesn't show enough respect for the disabled. We want a law with severe penalties. All right. So if you want to honor Milton and the Day for Milton, as we did, and I want to thank Ed Romaine, Suffolk County Executive, for issuing the proclamation when he was the Brookhaven head We got that proclamation from Milton. So the you can send us an email if you want to honor Milton. We're looking to do it in different states. Inner site 1620-1620@gmail.com. Or you can call the Inner Sight hotline, leave your number, and we'll call you back. 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight hotline. In connection with Milton, if you visit Shelby's Kitchen, you can see a great presence of Milton. Shelby's Kitchen for catering. 631-286-0444. All right. Or your catering needs over there, Tom and Michelle. And it's been almost 2 years since Milton's death, and they still haven't given Michelle a new guide dog. And you know, the fact that she got an attorney and is suing them got nothing to do with her safety. One thing has nothing to do with the other. You know, just because somebody gets an attorney and is suing an individual or an agency, that doesn't mean that they interfere with their safety or their eyesight. So that damn school ought to get off their ass and give her her dog back and settle the case monetarily. Yes, that should be too. But one thing has nothing should have nothing to do with the other. See, that's why that's how we're treated, because there's no law. This is a mad, because there's no law. They're denying Michelle safety and getting away with it. That's why we need a law. It shouldn't be that way now. They should have replaced her dog immediately. You know? And until they replaced it, they should have paid for an aide for her to be with her all the time if she wanted it. This school gets away with murder. They murdered a guide dog and they're getting away with it. It's horrible. And I, for one, an Inner Sight, resent having to live in a county where they murdered a guide dog and nothing's been done about it. And I'm not talking about the slap on the wrist bitch guy who killed Milton. I'm talking about a solid law with severe penalties. Because not only did you hurt a dog, you damaged or you took away somebody's safety, somebody's vision. That's how it should be thought of and legislated. And that's definitely a mad. All right, anybody got any thoughts on that? Call us on the special number we have up, 631-487-2038, and we'll get you on the air. 487-2038-631. Now, tomorrow night's open mic on Inner Sight. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. We'll be announcing a theme Wednesday night. Thursday will be a show dedicated to Corey Foster, the disabled kid that was killed, I don't know, is it 10 years already? Maybe more. Friday night, the Funnies. All right, we get together and goof off Friday night. Yes, and my dear, beautiful Charabelle, in my heart, in my mind, and in the hearts of many others. She moved people. She impressed people with her majestic way and her beauty and her beautiful gentleness to people. And strangers have been coming up to me on the street and in the coffee shop and saying how sorry they are to know that she passed, you know. I want to thank Drew, the manager of the Coffee Bean. I want to thank Sal, the owner, for caring. They were there for the day for Milton, and they've offered help in getting my new dog, and that's in the works, by the way. My new Akita guide dog that the Big East is searching for. Thank you, Joanne Diamond. I'm going to name the new one Starlight. Starlight. Starbright. Starlight. That'll be her name. And I know I'll find her because Charabelle now is, she was an angel on earth. Now my sweet guide dog Charabelle is in heavenly. She's a heavenly angel, which makes her more powerful. And when I walk without her, I have my stick that I had made some years back. Indian guy made it. You know, it's a big wooden stick. It's got the legal red tip on it, like a blind person's cane. You know, it's a white cane. It's decorated with different colors. And I use it to get around. And yes, for those of you who want to know, I'm still walking. And I'm going to continue to walk because Charabelle would want me to walk. She walked many, many days, even though it was hard for her. But she did it. Whenever I picked up that harness, body right into it, and said, all right, come on, let's go. And we went, and she loved it. And I believe it helped her, and it prolonged her life by many, many years. Because she was active. So I will not stop inner sight. I will not stop being active. I will not stop advocating for the disabled and caring about people. All right. We've started inner sight in Montana. We're planning to start it in Texas, Massachusetts, Illinois, and many, many other states. And if anyone out there is interested, you don't have to be disabled. You just got to be a caring person who believes in freedom and justice. Anyone who would like to start an Inner Sight chapter, we will pay for the registration in the state and get you official credentials as an advocate. So we're moving out. We're branching out to different parts of the country. And we're going to keep on doing that because people cherish freedom and justice. And that's what Inner Sight is about. We believe that no one has the right to drive anybody out of their home and put them in a damn institution and call it a home. What a lie that is. A nursing home is not a home. It's a horrible institution. And people don't belong there. They belong in their own home with the help that they need and the safety. And we're determined to bring that about by turning all these nursing homes into accessible housing and giving people the honor and the courtesy of remaining in their own home by allowing the agencies to start raising money to do that and have it available so the person doesn't have to go to a strange place and get horrible help. They can get better help in their own home. So that's the Inner Sight way. And Charbel taught me a lot. She taught me to be more alert, to notice things more, to walk in certain paths, to stay away from the middle of the road, and walk more by the trees. Of course, when she guided me by the trees, she cleared the overheads, so I gotta be alert to move my cane to check for overheads. When I was with her, she cleared them. So she taught me how to be more independent, how to walk, what to look for. And even though my girl is not here, I walk with her. Her spirit, I feel her spirit when I'm walking. That spirit that is so powerful and strong guides me. No, it's not the same thing like having her there. But it's better to have the spirit than not have it. You know, Jesus spoke about spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, if Charbel, and I believe she was an angel and still is, then she's got the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke about. That's very powerful, that Holy Spirit. It can save your life. It can keep you safe. And in fact, it does. So I walk with that and try to live my life best I can. My friend Dominic and Hubba, a friend of mine from the comes from Turkey, who loves Charbel, my buddy Dominic, and all the people at the Bean, who is Coffee Bean, who miss her. My friends John and Caroline, who loved her. And my dear friend Luther, who I don't believe knows yet that she had passed. I haven't run into him. But all of our friends and everyone who knew her and loved her, everyone who saw her, strangers who would come up to me and acknowledge her and were amazed at her majestic form and her beauty. I brushed my girl every day. I loved her. Did her obedience commands every day. She was very smart. You know, I taught her a new command not too long ago. The command about, And she picked it up right away. She was so smart. She was one of the most brilliant creatures I ever met in my life, Charabelle. She reminded me of my first Akita that I trained, Mountain, a stray dog who was dying from heartworm. This is the GLAD. And we saved him and turned him into a guide dog. Big boy, Mountain. Giant paws, 110 pounds. As gentle as a lamb, especially with children. And I'll never forget when I was being a rebel, performing on the subway, and I used to go through the cars, which you never should do, and I stopped doing that. I used to go through the cars, and this one day we were going through, and this child got evidently broke away from its mom, small kid, and ran because he wanted a pet Mountain. You know, and the train was moving and making a turn, and this kid grabbed onto Mountain to hold on, you know, a little child. And Mountain braced his mighty paws on the floor of the train and stood standing with his strength and allowed this kid to hold on to him, saved the kid's life. The mother came over, you know, gasping for breath and saying, "Oh my God, my God, my boy," you know. I said, "Don't worry." I said, "We got him. We got him." And Mountain knew child needed him to be helped. And I believe he saved the kid's life. That kid could have fallen very easily between those cars. So that was my Mountain boy. And Charabelle was very much like him, only she was a female and much smaller, you know, about 40 pounds more. But she had his gentleness and his intelligence and his quick reflex. You know, Mountain had very quick reflexes. And so did Charabelle. The one thing about the Akita that I learned, actually two things. They said that one of the vets said that Charabelle had a very high potassium level. Well, Joanne Diamond from the Akita Rescue clarified that when she said, "Doesn't the vet know that all Akitas have high potassium?" And I found out that she was right when another veterinarian said that it's typical of the breed Akita to have high potassium. So we got that straightened out. And there's something worth keeping in mind. Akitas have very high potassium. This is Inner Sight that you're listening to on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a special number set up for tonight because we don't have an engineer. 631-487-2038 if you want to call in. 487-2038-631, and we can try to get you on the air that way. Yes, my dear, dear, sweet guide dog. is sleeping, and she's peaceful, and I miss her with all my life. I'll never forget her, and I'll honor her. In fact, we're doing a special television show on Wednesday on Charbel. We can honor her and talk about her and what she meant to me and even what she meant to other people. You know, people would take comfort from her. You know, I remember the woman who stopped me one time and told me that she had cancer, and the doctors couldn't find it. They knew she had it, but they couldn't find it. And her dog picked it up. And sure enough, they checked the area where the dog would go to, and there it was. You know, and she was lucky they were able to help her get rid of it. I mean, you know, I met her. She was still alive. The dog had passed. But she realized how valuable a dog can be. And it wasn't a service dog, just a regular dog. You know. So many people that admired Charbel and loved her and cared about her. All the people who work in the health store over here, I want to thank them, that they loved her. You know, I don't think there was anyone who didn't love her, to come to think of it. You know, I wonder how many times she was a deterrent of people who wanted to try to steal from me and so on and so forth. I think about that. You know, in the presence of the mighty Akita. I remember one time I was performing on the subway, on the train, and this outrageous guy got on yelling and screaming how he was going to kill people and whatever it was he was yelling. You know, you couldn't even hardly make it out, but some of it you could. And people were getting frightened and all that. Well, he saw Charbel, you know, and immediately he froze in his tracks. You know, the train stopped. He got off the train. But she definitely had an effect on people, as did all Akitas, you know. In one way or another, she affected people and caused them to admire her and express emotions that normally wouldn't happen. Inner Sight, brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape and have some fun? Call the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight.
I'm feeling a little bit better, Frank. Would you like me to help a little bit?
Yeah, check the line.
You have somebody waiting. That's why I came to see if I can
see
help.
If there's a call.
Right. Okay, hold on.
And my girl.
They want to speak. Sorry.
What?
They want to speak, yes.
All right, let's take a call on the regular Inner Sight line, 213-816-1650. We have a caller.
Yes.
You're live on the air. Hello. Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Who's this?
It's Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine. Exactly. Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm right, and you? How is everyone?
Doing
I'm
well, and you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yes.
How's your show?
Matt,
oh,
glad
it's been
Monday.
Doing all right. Yes. I'm glad that we had a productive day, you know, advocating on the behalf of a young lady.
Oh,
and
that's great. Is Frank still there? Hold on. Frank?
I'm here. Be quiet.
Yes.
I am going to be. I was going to hang up. Don't worry.
Yeah. It was a good day. We got a lot accomplished.
Well,
oh,
we were able to help her a little bit.
Oh, good.
And, hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she'll, you know, be all right with that and get situated. I told her if she needs anything to to call me, you know. She's got my my cell number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. If you need anything, let me know. But I'm not going to be often on the phone. Because I'm really not
Suzanne,
feeling
can
so
you
well.
Please be quiet? Watch the board and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get off the air, either one. All right.
Okay.
That's what Inner Sight is about, you know, people who need help can call us. You know, they don't have to have any criteria check or anything like that. You know, they tell us they're disabled. If we need proof, all we got to do is look at their disability benefits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to put them through holy hell if they need help.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's what's wrong with the system a lot. People who are disabled call an agency, and the agency has to put them through all kinds of crazy changes, all because that's how they get their money. See, we don't have that. We don't have to prove to no damn government that we did this and that and the other thing for somebody to get the money. We can help them right away. That's the difference between us and all these other places.
And them, yes.
Yeah. Nobody's hand should be tied if they're an advocate. They should be able to do whatever they have to do to help that person, as long as it's not hurting anybody or illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with the system. That's why there's homelessness. That's why all these people can't get help. Because of all this stupid red tape and criteria crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your aunt died in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but that's right.
So, Inner Sight is not like that, and we're proud that we're not like that. We never will be like
that. I thank God we're not like that.
Because
thank goodness.
We will not be have our hands tied and told you can't do this, you can't do that to advocate for this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people call us directly from the nursing home, residents who have called us, and we've helped them. You know. How are they going to, the nursing home can't stop somebody's freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't stop that. That's the law in this country, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. You know, they can't stop that. I'll never forget that movie I saw, some gangster movie with Clark Gable, I think it was called The Front Page, you know. And this gangster guy threatened him. Don't print that story, he's going, you know. And yelling on the phone, and Gable was the editor, you know, of the paper, you know, and all he did was hang up the phone, and the next thing you saw was the printing press and the papers coming out, and that guy wound up in prison, you know. Power of the press. That's a big part of what Inner Sight is, you know.
Yeah.
We got that power of the press.
That we do.
Even though we're not reporters, we're advocates. Yeah, so I want to thank you, Lorraine, for helping this lady.
Thank you.
You know,
for
we may have to do some other things for her. We don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for picking up on that.
Yeah, well, she's thank you. She's in a place tonight for a little bit.
Oh, you heard from her?
No, Kevin heard from her. She's in the in a dorm setting in a shelter.
Oh, okay. So she got her. She told me she got the Section 8, which is good.
Yeah, she does.
And I hope she got a copy of that letter. She said she could get it on her text.
And Kevin already found a couple of places that was near to him. He was telling me that, you know, to tell you, to let you know, you know, that he found
right.
a couple of places.
Well, you know, the Section 8 now is just a matter of time. I don't know, it probably takes a couple of weeks to line her up with a place. But in the meantime, social service has to provide for her. And she got that letter. Just show them that letter. And, you know, because that's a federal level, at Section 8.
Yes.
All right, Inner Sight, we got to get out of here, but I want to thank you. Lorraine, for calling in. And once again, I just want to remind everyone how to put my guide dog to sleep. I want to thank everyone, especially the Akita Rescue and my buddy John for being there with me, sticking by me.
May I speak? You're going to go and look for a dog?
We will go on with Inner Sight. Inner Sight will never stop.
Not
it's
yet.
Inside of people. We'll
exactly.
be here forever.
Forever.
Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good
night,
everybody. Thank you.
Good night. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.